What a fun trip. It wore me out. Worth it to see a lot of friends from school.
Yeah, I haven't drank like that since college either. I guess we've grown up to be responsible adults or something. Oh, shut up. I was not more drunk than you were. You had at least three or four more drinks than I did last night. Okay. Yes, you are bigger than me, but still, I know you. You get all handsy and happy when you're wasted. And last night, you spent more time with your arms around someone's shoulder and a hug than you actually did talking. Oh no, it wasn't in a creepy way or anything. If anything, it's sweet. If alcohol makes us more honest, then you're honestly just a nice, caring guy who definitely shows it through touch. Yeah, I think she might have been a little bit weirded out by it too, but it's whatever. She was always kind of weird about hugs or even shaking hands. I'm sure she'll get over it. Me, on the other hand, I am always up for a friendly hug, even cuddling. Remember that time when the seven of us split up in that hotel room with two beds? She slept on the floor and the rest of us just got really cozy. Now that I think of it, I think you were a little drunk that night too. I remember waking up with your big arms wrapped around me. Don't worry, it was nice. From what I remember, you were warm and I just felt safe. You don't believe me? I promise it wasn't weird. See? There. I grabbed your arm and put my head on your shoulder. It's not weird at all. It really is nice. I could drift off like this. Should be easy enough to get some sleep tonight with the rest of this train car so empty. We seriously lucked it out. You don't mind it, do you? Little old me cuddling up against your arm? Good, thanks. Do you ever wish it was normal for friends to just like have a sleepover and cuddle each other to sleep? It wouldn't have to be sexual at all. Just the nice feeling of having someone close, you know? You always get me. I'd say we just do it, but someone would find out and think we were sleeping together, like in the less literal sense, and it would just end up being a whole thing. You think we could hide it? Yeah, maybe so. maybe you'd be able to hide out cuddle habits, but it looks like there's something else you aren't doing as good a job hiding. Oh, don't worry. It happens all the time to guys. No, don't try to hide it now. It isn't even a big deal. And moving it around and stuff only even calls more attention to it. No, I said it isn't a big deal. Not that it isn't big. Not that I'm saying it is big either. I'm not making any comments about your cock. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It looks perfectly fine. You really have nothing to be embarrassed about. I am a little curious, though. Where did it come from? What's got you all excited all of a sudden? From the vibration of the train? Really? I've heard of friends sitting on top of washing machines or dryers to get off, but never a train giving a guy a boner. I guess I can see how it would be similar, though. Either way, I guess it's especially lucky our car is basically empty now, huh? Can I tell you something? I'll tell you so you don't have to feel alone. Just because a girl doesn't have a tent in her pant doesn't mean that she isn't turned on. And for me, it isn't because of the vibrations on the train. Yeah, I've been horny since before we even got on the train. Yes, really. And cuddling up against this strong arm hasn't exactly calmed me down either. And seeing you hard like that hasn't really helped either. Do you think that friends could do more than just cuddle together? Just more. Like, if you were already back at your place and you were hard like this, what would you do? Yeah, I guess I could have already figured that one out on my own. To be honest, I would be touching myself too. Is that something we could do as friends? Yeah, good. I really wanted to. So go ahead and take it out then. Come on, nobody has walked through here in over an hour. Even if they did, we would have plenty of time to cover it up before they actually could see us. And like I said, you have nothing to be embarrassed about around me. Yeah? Okay, do it. Slide your pants down just enough to take it out. God, remember earlier when I said I wasn't gonna comment on your cock? Well, I lied. Your cock is amazing. Will shook it for me a little. Not until I slide my pants down a little too. Okay, fair is fair. Here, I'll give you this arm back and lean back in my own seat. Slide these leggings down, panties too. I'm glad I shaved. I didn't expect to be showing off to anyone. If I touch myself, you have to stroke. It's only fair. And I don't think I can keep my fingers off my clit much longer. It's even sexier with your hand wrapped around it. Oh yeah, I guess that is a wet spot on my panties. See, there are ways to see that women are horny too. Just maybe a little less obvious. God, I can see that drop of pre-cum about to drip off your head. I'm going to speed up a little. Will you too? I want to see your hand pumping faster. Fuck, this feels so good. So exciting being kind of in the open like this. It turns you on too. Good. Oh, God. Shh. Fucking buns are so hot, but you have to be quiet. God, I know I'm just being just as loud. It just feels so good. Touching myself while I watch you like this. What am I doing? I'm just sliding my fingers up my shirt so I can play with my nipples a little. Yeah, I usually do it when I get myself off. Do you want to try? Yeah, I think it would probably feel great. Just, I can't take my top off, and I don't think you can really reach up my shirt like I did. I'll just turn a little and lean back against your chest. Yeah. Wrap your arms around me like this and slide your hand inside the neckline of my shirt. It's kind of a low V-neck, so. God, yes. Just slide your hand over my bra like that. Keep stroking with your other hand for me. Your hands are so big and strong. They feel so fucking nice on my tits. Much more firm and rough than mine. When you pinch my nipples like that, I can feel just jolt down to my pussy. It feels so fucking good. You're getting close? Fuck, me too. I can't believe we're doing this on a fucking train. Wait. Don't come yet. Fuck. I need you to fuck me. Yes, I know we're friends, but God, I need you inside me so badly. Just let me shift forward a little in the seat and slide my leggings down a little more there. If you just turn, you can fuck me from behind and I can hold on to the seats to steady myself. If anyone walks in, we will still have the seats to cover us. Please, just fuck me. Oh, yes, God. I can feel the head of your cock resting into me. Fuck. God, you feel so good. I feel so full. Rest deeper. Shit, your cock feels amazing. I grab my hips just like that. Thrusting myself back in against you. God, the sound of my thighs and ass hitting you is probably too loud, but I don't fucking care right now. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Just come inside me. It's okay. I want to feel it. Oh, God, I'm coming. Yes, come inside me. I can feel you. Fuck. God. That was amazing. Oh, my God. I really hope nobody heard us. No, I don't really care either. It was worth it even if they did hear. Thank you, though. Who knew the best part of this trip would come on the way home? But do you think this can be something that doesn't have to end with this trip? I know we said friends could cuddle, and then we said friends could get off together. Maybe we can sometimes fuck, too. And maybe we can see if there's something more than just friends. You like that, too? Good, me too. Listen, I'm going to go get cleaned up, but when I get back, dibs on cuddling up with that arm to go to sleep, okay? Good.